number one sports site in the world.
Live from the Quick and Loan studios of the Yahoo Sports Radio headquarters. Nighttime. This is the right time.
You're on the nighttime now.
It's Tony D on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Well, regardless of your political leanings, tonight was entertaining television. Tonight was really entertaining television, both in the GOP debate and watching once again Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors win another game at home. And I bring these two things together, not to bring up politics, we don't do that here, but just to show what we really want when we tune in on in a television program. The debates for the Republicans have been so entertaining from a television standpoint. Now, you can argue back and forth all you want about whether or not you get any political value out of it, whether you hear the issues. That's a separate issue. It's fantastic, entertaining television. These guys are yelling at each other like children, and I can't stop watching. If I really want to know about the issues, I'll go to their websites, I'll look up their records, I'll find that out. But on a Thursday night, when I'm flipping through the channels, if I get two politicians, especially one of them that's a reality TV star, yelling at each other, I got to be honest with you, I found it hilarious. And likewise, what I'm seeing from the Golden State Warriors in the NBA is no less entertaining, despite the fact that everything else around the league is coming in second, and a distant second, to what the Warriors are doing. So just like the Republican debates where people will say, but there's issues, where are the issues? There'll be those who will look at the NBA and say, yeah, but I really want a big, larger competitive base. You're not getting that this year. The Golden State Warriors are going to win the NBA Finals. The question is, will they set the record for most wins during the regular season? And maybe if they don't win the NBA Finals, will it finally be LeBron's turn to give the city of Cleveland a championship? We're not even talking about the Spurs. And look what they're doing. The San Antonio Spurs are a great basketball team. This might be one of the best teams the Spurs has put together. They are slowly moving away from the big three. They still get contributions, but right now it's Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge, and they play defense. And just like the Golden State Warriors, they're unbeatable at home. And we're not talking about them. And you know why we're not talking about them? Because the entire season belongs to Golden State. Entirely. And look at what's going on in the Republican debates. It's not about issues. My sister was on Facebook tonight. You know, she loves politics. Me, not so much, but she loves politics. She is torn between two parties. She's an independent. She's watching the debate. She gets on Facebook. She just starts ripping the debate. I'm sick and tired of hearing these guys yell at each other. I want to hear the issues. I want to hear the topics. And I'm like, really? And I said to her, we have had a whole bunch of these debates. Are you really going to learn anything new? They're saying the exact same thing. This is a television program. This is what this is. It's a television program. Fox knows it. The advertisers know it. The audience knows it. The candidates know it. It's a television show. You want issues? There are many other ways to find out where these guys stand. But you want a television show with ratings? These guys know exactly how to deliver that. I couldn't stop watching, and I don't even watch politics that much. I don't follow it, but I couldn't help but watch this. And again, it's the same thing with the Golden State Warriors. It's a television show. In the end, the NBA has something. Even though people will lament the dominance of one team, people will say, that's not competitive. I want a more competitive balance. I want a bunch of teams that could compete for a championship. I don't want one team hogging all the attention. This one team is historic. This one team is sitting on the edge of history. And I will watch them every single night. And I honestly couldn't care less about the woes of the Houston Rockets or the woes of the Memphis Grizzlies or what's going on in the East. And if my Boston Celtics up and coming, I'll deal with that in a couple of years. What I want right now is Golden State to do exactly what they're doing. Tonight they beat Oklahoma City again. They won at home again. Lord knows I can't remember the last time they lost there. What I'm looking for is history. And I don't mind the domination because it's entertaining television. If I'm in the NBA office, I love this. I love this. Yes, I have three teams. Maybe four. Oklahoma City's got some problems. Let me check. But right now, I got three teams. And those three teams are far away the only storylines in the NBA as we head down to the stretch run to the playoffs. That's it. And if I'm in the NBA, if I'm Adam Silver, this is exactly what I want. And again, with San Antonio, as good as they are, they're not quite good enough. And heck, they might be setting a record or get close to the 72 win mark. I don't think they'll get it because they have nine losses. But they may come very, very close. They may have one of the best seasons in their history. And remember, they're a five-time world champion. But it won't be good enough. So again, tonight's debate knew exactly what it was. It knew exactly what it was supposed to be. It's not supposed to be about issues. I'm sorry, it isn't. We all think that's what it's supposed to be. We all kind of think that this is wrong and somehow it shouldn't be like this. These guys are insulting each other and it's kind of chaotic and they sound like children. And yeah, I agree. It's not exactly the most presidential look, but again, it's a television program. And like any other reality train wreck, I can't look away. I mean, we're deciding the fate of the free world, and they're yelling at each other like children. I have this saying with my kids I got two kids. I got a son who's just a little bit older than my daughter, okay? A couple of years. And if you've had kids, you know exactly how this goes. You sit at the dinner table, kids come in from playing, sit down with a plate, everybody's eating, it's a little bit of quiet. And as a parent, you can tell. You got that spidey sense tingling. You can just tell when one of them's just itching to say something. And all of a sudden, one of them just can't help themselves. And they go, "Oh, Amberly got in trouble by the neighbor." Next thing I know, my daughter is screaming at him. He's screaming back at her. It's back and forth. It can't stop. They're both yelling at the same time. I have to say, "Stop." And most times I say to my kids, "Listen, I don't want justice. I want peace. I'm sick and tired of the squabbling, fighting over toys or fighting over video game time or fighting outside or fighting over whatever, the last piece of cake, whatever it is. Stop. I just want peace. I don't want justice. I want peace." Yeah, I got that same feeling watching this debate. But again, entertainment. Golden State, entertainment. They're going to keep winning games, and I'm going to still love it. I'm not rooting against them. I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't want the Goliath to be slain. I'm sorry. I don't. One year, can I just watch the greatest basketball team, or at least one of the greatest basketball teams, to ever put together a season? Let me just enjoy it. I don't need an adversary here. I don't need a little David flinging that rock right over to the eyeball of the Goliath and hoping to knock him down. I don't care. I don't care about LeBron and Cleveland. I don't care about San Antonio and Greg Popovich. And I don't care if Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant ever get their act together and figure out what's wrong with them in the fourth quarter. I don't care. I don't. I don't want anyone to give them a game. I don't want anyone to give them a look. I want Golden State to win. I just love what I'm seeing, and I think it should be rewarded. They're giving you a show every single night, and even when Steph Curry's out, like against Atlanta, they played their tails off. Draymond Green played fantastic towards the end of that game. They didn't have Steph Curry. Atlanta gave them everything. They're a bullseye every single game, especially at home. Boy, wouldn't everybody's season be made if you could just knock off Golden State at home? Are you kidding? And yet they're up for the challenge every single night. It is a long season. We've talked about this a million times with this team. Some guys have said on road trips, you wake up, you don't even know what city you're in. Man, you don't even know if you're supposed to be playing. It just gets lost in the shuffle of airlines and hotels. And yet, this team has lost five games. 5 games all season. And they're perfect at home. 800-777-2907, 800-777-2907. Sean Hyken will join us at the bottom of the hour from NBC Sports. We'll talk to him about the NBA. But coming up next, my new favorite college football team. Well, not quite, but boy, is it close. Next, Yahoo Sports Radio.
Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, thanks for joining us here at Yahoo Sports Radio to get a good night for the Golden State Warriors. And by the way, the Oklahoma City Thunder cannot close out games. And I don't care if it's Golden State. They are tied with Philadelphia for the most losses entering the fourth quarter with a lead or a tie. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Philadelphia 76ers have that in common? If you're the Oklahoma City Thunder, the only thing you should have in common with the Philadelphia 76ers is that you're both in the NBA. After that, all comparisons should stop. You shouldn't be tied with Philadelphia for anything. And yet, there they are. That's why I don't know this season if I've got 4 teams or 3.5 or 3 or 1 or 2 that when we get into the postseason. They don't have to play the Warriors again, but they played them enough for me to go, you gave it your best shot, right? I mean, you have these games penciled. You gave it everything you had in all of these games against the Warriors, and too bad. Couldn't close it out. Nobody can. It's not even the Spurs. I mean, I'll look forward to those regular season games against San Antonio. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, I'm just loving this. Loving this. I was talking earlier about how this is entertaining, despite the fact that there's a lack of competitiveness in the NBA with all the other 29 teams. And the Republican debate, which is entertaining, even though there was no sit down and give boring answers to boring issues. You know, at one time, I know, Adam, you said you didn't watch the debate tonight.
Yeah.
At one time, I kid you not, Donald Trump made a reference to his hands, to the size of his genitalia.
Jeez.
That was in the debate.
Well, I think I told you before the show started, the only thing I saw on Twitter was basically nobody won the debate except the Republicans lost all. Like, the whole Republican Party was the loser tonight.
Yeah, well,
The winner for entertainment.
I felt like I won.
Right. We're the people that would have won if everybody watched it. People like us were the ones that would have won.
I was laughing out loud. Yeah. Like, out loud, I was laughing watching this thing like it was a sitcom.
I mean, even people that are really into politics would have hated tonight, I'm sure. Just like you said, your sister just wants to hear the issues.
She lost her mind. She hated this.
So it's like all those people, even Republicans, hated the debate tonight, whereas people like me and you, just looking for some funny stuff,
yeah, man,
would have loved it.
There was one debate months ago. They were at it again, Trump and whoever was yelling, Jeb Bush, and they were all yelling at each other. And that's when Carly Fiorina was in the race.
Oh, yeah.
And she just out of nowhere goes, like they're just, they're doing their arguing, and it's great TV, and I'm just, watching this going, oh, this is killer. And all of a sudden she just goes, literally jumps in like a school teacher. This is why the American people have no, and I'm like, shut up.
Right.
Let me just enjoy this, for crying out loud. There'll be other days to get down to what these people will do if they get elected, but just let me laugh. I don't have a lot of laughs in my day. My God, I got 2 kids who are killing each other every single day.
So was it just Trump and Rubio and Cruz?
Yeah,
again?
Cruz, they're just yelling at
the same thing as the last
debate. Same old, same
part.
Oh, look, he did this. He does this. Oh, that's wrong. No, that's not wrong. No, it's wrong. No, that's not wrong. No, it's wrong. It was just back and forth. Little man, you be quiet. Shut up. Let me talk. No, I'm not going to let you talk. Shut up. You're little. You're lightweight. Oh, went back and forth like that. Oh, it was great. It was great. I don't know, man. It's like, it's just, you can't help but laugh at this kind of stuff. They're so, when you get this situation, they're so desperate. They just have to do it, it's like I said, when I'm trying to compare it to the entertainment value of the NBA, if I'm Adam Silver, I'll take Golden State routing everybody. That's what I'll do.
As long as Steph's doing what he's doing, It's entertainment. It's must-watch basketball.
Takes a dribble, steps back, launches a long three towards the end of the game with under a minute to go, buries it, crowd goes wild, he just turns around and struts away.
Now it's almost to the point where you're expecting it.
Yeah,
like
totally.
By the playoffs, we're all just going to be like, well, this maybe isn't as exciting as we thought because this is what Steph's done all year. It's not exciting anymore.
And you watch, if there is a team, and it could be Golden State, if there's a team in the playoffs that gets two games against them and it forces like a sixth game, people will go, okay, that's not true. No, it's not going to happen. You're not going to beat this team four times in seven games. They're not losing four times. Outside major injuries, they're not. And I'll tell you right now, and I throw that caveat out there sometimes just kind of like a, well, you always kind of account for injuries, you know, and whatnot. It's almost like a given. But the way Golden State plays, that's not exactly something to be, unconcerned about. They play hard all the time. I wonder if Steve Kerr is like, yeah, I don't want to run out of gas here. These guys are really playing hard.
Yeah.
They want the record. There's no question. I mean, they're not just going to, hey, we'll play some games and see where we are at the end. And if we've got 73, well, we got 73. They're gunning for this thing. They are gunning for it. Because it's you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a PGA golfer who's having a great round and he's heading towards a 59. And he gets to like a par five and it's over water and he needs a couple more and he's thinking about going for it. And he just says, you know what? Hey, how often am I going to be in a position late in a round to need a couple of more birdies to get a 59? I might as well go for it. Right? That's where I feel Golden State is. Sure. At the beginning of the season, you could say, hey, you're going to go for the single season record. And these guys would say, we got a long way to go. We'll see. And that's believable. When you're looking at 70 games, you know, after you've played 12, it's easy to say, nah, that's so long away. I don't know. We don't know where the season is. But when you're at this point, you're 55-5. I mean, I think it's easy to say, yeah, why not? You know, let's go for it. Let's see what happens. So I think that's where they're heading. I think I think they want this. It's kind of like that golfer taking out the three wood to get it over water from 275. Just why not? You know, I don't usually get a 59. I might as well go for it. I'm 13 under par, so 12 under par for this round. Let's see what we can do. I think that's where they're at. I would be a little concerned. I wouldn't be majorly concerned, but I'm a little concerned. I was surprised that Steph Curry didn't play against Atlanta earlier this week with a rolled ankle. I didn't know that it happened in the Thunder game on Saturday until I saw it in the wire. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. He certainly didn't look like he was suffering from an ankle injury when he launched that shot. But man, if you're Golden State, you couldn't get, I'm sorry. If you're Oklahoma City, you couldn't get one game in this season series. And they worked their tails off on Saturday.
And honestly, they outplayed Golden State for three quarters tonight. They outplayed Golden State three quarters, I think, the second game. They've outplayed Golden State more than Golden State's outplayed them. It's just Golden State does it at the right time.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing, and I know Golden State is historic, so I want to preface this. Golden State is historic, and we haven't seen a team like them in forever. And they're as good as it gets, and they may be one of the greatest teams to ever play. But Oklahoma City is no slouch. They're not the Brooklyn Nets that just didn't, you know. Hey, look, we just don't have it to close out these games. You know, at any moment we're just going to fall apart. Oklahoma City shouldn't be falling apart against Golden State. They shouldn't be losing fourth quarter leads. They're a good basketball team. They have got to find ways to close out games in the fourth quarter in which they lead. Even to Golden State, if you go into the fourth quarter with a lead against Golden State, you've got to find a way to hang in the game. Yes, you're playing a team like no other. I get that. But you're not a team that is just running on fumes with your talent. You are a loaded NBA basketball team that shouldn't be falling apart in the fourth quarter. I don't know if that's Durant and Westbrook because it is a players league, or I don't know if that's Donovan, but they've got to figure that out. We'll talk NBA next.
Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the Nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. We've been talking a little bit about the NBA. Let's get an overview of the association. Sean Hyken joins us, NBCSports.com, to talk about the NBA as we stand right now. How are you, Sean?
I am good. How about yourself?
Good. All right. Let's get to the season, because this has been really fun watching Golden State try to pursue history. And yes, the league is limited in the teams that we really believe can win a title. Overall, how do you assess the league in general with everybody just kind of focusing on Golden State?
You mean just in terms of like where everybody's at in terms of who can win realistically, or just...
Yeah, has this been a good season?
You know, I think there's been a little bit of inevitability to this season, just because the Warriors are so much better than everybody else. Any other season, you know, we'd be talking a lot more about, you know, Oklahoma City and like what's going on with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is going to be a free agent this summer. Nobody's even talking about it. Like, there's so much stuff. You know, what the Portland Trailblazers are doing is really impressive. You know, a lot of teams out east, you know, Toronto has had a really good year. All this stuff just feels like it doesn't matter just because Golden State is so much better than anybody else. But, yeah, I mean, from a talent standpoint, I think the league is as good of a place as it's ever been.
Yeah, if I'm in the NBA office, do I look at this league right now and say, okay, I know I only have maybe three teams that can win the title, but it really doesn't matter because the storyline is very good and people are paying attention?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you have to. Then, you know, if you go outside of the – you know, handful of teams, you're basically looking at four teams that have a realistic chance at winning a title, and that's Golden State, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and Cleveland. You go outside of those teams, like I said earlier, you know, what Portland is doing after losing four of their five starters is really impressive. Even, like, teams that aren't going to make the playoffs, like Minnesota, you look at, you know, they have Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns, who's been phenomenal in his rookie season. There's every single fan base pretty much can look at their and have at least one thing, unless they're like Brooklyn or something. But like for the most part, every fan base can like look at least one like young player or one star or one thing they have going forward and be like, I can get excited about this.
I want to ask you about the three-point shot, because there's been a lot of conversation about it, and it feels like the game of basketball in the NBA is changing. Do you see that, or do you see this as more of a trend, and we may just be going back to big men in a couple of years?
I mean, everything is cyclical. I think at some point it is going to go back to big men. But, you know, I think a lot of this talk that, you know, maybe they should move the three-point line back or something like that, I think a lot of that is overreacting. But, you know, this is just the way the league is right now. And, I think it's not really fair to compare it to other eras saying it's better or worse. But, you know, I think style of play right now is really exciting.
If there was one stat that is showing the love affair of the three besides Steph Curry, it was the Houston Rockets last night going, what, 3 of 34 from behind the arc? If you're shooting 3 of 34, why don't you stop taking threes? But it might show that this is basically where teams are right now.
That is pretty much what teams basically are, especially, you know, a team like Houston where, you know, their GM, Daryl Morey, is one of the best guys at the forefront of the analytics movement, which basically will tell you that threes and layups are the two most efficient shots that you can take. And so for better or worse, some nights you're going to have nights where you do that. But that's, you know, I think for better or worse, that's their approach.
All right, the Oklahoma City Thunder. I couldn't believe this when I found out that they're one of the worst fourth quarter teams with Philadelphia. Is this coaching players? How do you assess the way the Thunder collapse in the fourth quarter?
The Thunder just have such a predictable offense. I think that's part of it. And it was like that under Scott Brooks. It's been like that under Billy Donovan. You know, they're basically either going to ISO Kevin Durant or ISO Russell Westbrook at the end of games. And so, you know, even though those are the two of the five best players in the league and it's pretty impossible to guard either one of them, defenses don't really have to do a lot of guessing as to what's going to be happening with the ball when Oklahoma City has it in the fourth quarter. You just have to, you know, wonder whether it's Durant or whether it's Westbrook that's going to get it.
Golden State and San Antonio are separated by three games in the Western Conference before Golden State closes out its game against Oklahoma City. If it wasn't such a historical year, you could say that there was a legitimate race in the West. Why don't we feel it's a legitimate race in the West?
Because, I mean, there's a big difference between having five losses at the end of, you know, through 60 games and having nine losses through 60 games. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Warriors are legitimately on pace to be the greatest team of all time. They are, like, legitimately on pace. They have the best record in NBA history through 59 games. Even if they lose tonight, they still do. But, like, they just have the Spurs are incredible. And I think the Spurs, you know, regardless of what we saw in that game where they got blown out against Golden State, I don't think that's the Spurs team we're going to see in the playoffs. I actually think they match up pretty well with them in a 7-game series. But, you know, you can look at the Spurs and say, yes, this team is incredible. This might be the best Spurs team ever. But, of course, we said that about the 2014 team that won the title. Also, you look at this Warriors team and you say, this might just be the best NBA team ever, period.
Are they like the Sammy Sosa of the NBA? Like, they're having a great season, but it just won't be good enough?
San Antonio. I mean, I think that's pretty much true of anybody. Like, yeah. You know, anybody besides Golden State. I mean, we'd be talking a lot more about Oklahoma City. We'd be talking a lot more about Cleveland. We'd be talking about Toronto probably as serious title contenders if it weren't for the idea that, you know, you look at any of these teams and say, which one of these teams is beating Golden State in a seven-game series?
All right, I want to ask you about Toronto. Should we be taking them seriously? Because, I mean, I've conceded the East to Cleveland despite their ups and downs because I just don't think in a seven-game series you can beat LeBron. Should I be paying attention to the Raptors?
You should be paying attention to them. I think they are definitely the team. I would still agree with you that I would be very surprised if Cleveland isn't back in the finals again out of the East. But out of the teams that could possibly match up with them, and you saw it the other night when Kyle Lowry went off for 43 and hit that game-winning shot against them. They have the pieces to match up with them. They have a guy, if he's healthy, Damari Carroll is a guy that can actually guard LeBron. And, you know, I like Kyle Lowry guarding Kyrie Irving a lot more than I like, you know, that other side of that matchup. You know, again, Kyle Lowry has proven he can be that guy who can just go off, and DeMar DeRozan is having a terrific season also. But, you know, yeah, I think Cleveland has the most talent, so I think they would win that series. But Toronto is certainly the team besides them that I think has the best chance of pulling out an upset and getting into the finals.
The drama that surrounds Cleveland, is it overkill or is there something real going on there with Kyrie and LeBron and coaching changes and whatnot?
I mean, you have to look at any season where the coach gets fired in the middle of the season while they have the best record in the conference and say, yeah, there's something real there. You know, you're seeing, you know, some of this stuff, you know, with LeBron over the last week or so going down to Miami, working out with Dwayne Wade and then posting it on Instagram and then posting these tweets that seem like they could be taken as shots to their, you know, to his teammates in Cleveland. And even if that's not what he meant it as, LeBron isn't stupid. LeBron knows that that's how people are going to read it. And he hasn't exactly done a lot to spell it. So, you know, there is certainly a lot of drama. But, you know, with that said, the East is so weak that I think they can just feel like they can just out-talent everybody else in the East. And then, you know, whether that can have enough to beat the Warriors when they're healthy is another story.
Sean Hyken joins us, NBCSports.com, on the NBA. Real quick about the teams we talked about. When we really think about it, we say there's four teams that could win a title. Is it four? Is it three? Or with Oklahoma City in their trouble, is it really 3.5?
I mean, honestly, I think it's two. I think it's really
two. Okay.
I think it's whichever team wins the Western Conference Final Series between Golden State and San Antonio. But, you know, I think it's really more just two. But, yeah, I mean, Oklahoma City, I think Cleveland, you have to give a chance just because they're the team that has the clearest path to the finals. Because, you know, whether Golden State or San Antonio wins in the Western Conference Finals or Oklahoma City, one of those teams is going to have to beat the other one of those teams. Cleveland, you know, there's really nobody on their level. So they're going to pretty much get to the finals unless basically LeBron gets injured.
I think we're being kind. Isn't the answer really just one?
Yeah, I think so too, but I also don't want to just discredit what the
right.
Spurs are doing either. They had a very good win tonight against New Orleans, but you know, what the Spurs are doing is great. In any other year, they would be the clear title favorite. So just what Golden State is doing, you just can't think of any kind of precedent for that whatsoever.
Great stuff, Sean, as always. I really appreciate your time, my man.
Yeah, take care.
All right, I know we've talked about drama in Cleveland and the excellence of Golden State. I really do think that it's funny that the San Antonio Spurs are having one of those fantastic seasons, and if it wasn't for the excellence of Golden State, we would be loving what the Spurs were doing right now. They haven't lost at home. They have the number one scoring defense in the NBA. They have utilized LaMarcus Aldridge to perfection. Kawhi Leonard is taking over that team. Now that's his team. The big three still contribute, but, you know, they're moving on. They're moving past, and it's just passing the torch of excellence that's going on in San Antonio. Why aren't we paying attention to them? Because Golden State is beating everybody they face, and they're the most exciting team in the league. They're on the cover of the magazines. They're getting all the attention, and rightfully so, because they're putting together, again, one of the most historic teams we've seen in the NBA. How will it be compared to other great teams like the Bulls and whatnot, like the Lakers or the Celtics back in the day? I don't know. But I know right now I'm enjoying the ride. 800-777-2907. Coming up next, I give advice to one Super Bowl MVP, and another NFL player is heading to a career move that I can't wait to see. Yahoo Sports Radio.
Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
I had a rainy afternoon yesterday, and so I decided I'm not going to run any errands or do anything, and I just wanted to kind of decompress, and I decided to rent Spotlight on pay-per-view, the movie that won the Best Picture Award for the Oscars. And I highly recommend it. It's very, very good. It's based on a true story. The Boston Globe reporters that uncovered the child abuse scandal with the Catholic Church in Boston. Great, great story. How they did it, how they stayed on the story, the obstacles that were ahead of them, how they put it all together. Fantastic. I like it. I like Michael Keaton is kind of coming back. I mean, he's been now in back-to-back Best Picture movies. He was in Birdman. And now this one, remember, even the guy was Beetlejuice and in Gung Ho and, all, you know, Batman. And now he's really getting some good roles. I highly recommend Spotlight. I want to see Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks. I heard that's really, really good, too. So I'm probably watching that over the weekend. All right. But I'll tell you what I will watch. All right. Rob Gronkowski is going to be on a new kids show. Now, I don't usually watch kids shows. Now my kids don't need daddy to watch television with them. They're kind of on their own. I want to see this. Rob Gronkowski hosting a kid's show. The show is called Crashlets, and it's a sports clip show. And Rob Gronkowski is going to host this. It's going to be on Nickelodeon. Now, remember, this guy just came off one of the most hedonistic events we've ever seen an athlete get involved in, okay? The Gronk Cruise was all about everything Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed for. This thing was absolutely nuts. And he gets to host a kid show. Is anybody figuring out Rob Gronkowski's act? Has anybody sort of figured out what this is? Because I think it's brilliant. I think it's a brilliant act. He is a safe partier. He is a party, drink beer, hang out and dance with women and just get absolutely crazy, but you feel massively comfortable around him. There is something about Rob Gronkowski that he's been able to tap into that says, hey, yes, you could totally see me on a cruise with 15 naked women, and you could also see me hosting a show that your kids would watch on Nickelodeon. Who else can cross those two worlds? I don't think anybody. I don't think there's any athlete that can cross those two worlds. I can't think of any. Johnny Manziel. If Johnny Manziel was in Vegas and had the kind of party at whatever hot spot is in Vegas, the Palms or Raw or wherever, if he had the kind of party that Rob Gronkowski was having on his cruise, would you trust or buy Johnny Manziel hosting a kids program? For whatever reason, I'm buying this. I kind of want to see it, to see exactly what he's going to do. Now, Cam Newton apparently is also going to host a kids show. And, you know, good for him. Cam Newton is liked by a lot of kids. He's a likable football player. Kids like Rob Gronkowski. I mean, Cam Newton. He's giving footballs away. He appears in cool commercials. He does the Superman thing. He does the dance after celebrations. My kids do it. I don't know what it is. But Rob Gronkowski is on another level. Rob Gronkowski is for adults. Right? He likes to have a good time, and he likes to have a good time in ways that would get you and I in trouble. But it works for Rob Gronkowski. And now he's going to be hosting a kid show. It isn't like a game show, because I thought that would be fun. Like if he was asking like little kids questions and then they would get it wrong and he just took a football and he just spiked it in their face. That would be fun.
I don't know if you've seen the show Ridiculousness.
Okay, no, I haven't. But now I feel like I have to.
It's from MTV. Now I'm flaking on the name. He was a pro skateboarder, and it's the same exact premise of that show where it's just videos of that is dumb adults like crashing, doing stupid stuff. Like, you know, they'll be skateboarding down the sidewalk, and boom, they hit a sign. This is just going to be the kids' version of that.
That is. Okay, so now who hosts...
Let me get it. I cannot think of it. He's a professional skateboarder.
Okay.
And he had his own show on MTV for years.
The Hollywood Reporter describes the Gronk TV show like this. It's a viral sports clip series. It'll feature guest personalities from both sports and entertainment, with Gronkowski offering his own commentary on the clips. So it's basically Tosh.0 for kids with Gronk and sports. I love this. I love it. I love it. And Gronk, I think Gronk has an appeal to, I think he has a lovable appeal that if he plays this right, kids will love him like just like they do any other athlete. The problem is that how do you explain the Gronk cruise to your 8-year-old if they find out that Gronk took a party boat? Oh yeah, they played all sorts of fun games and, you know, maybe some bingo and not the, you know, complete debauchery that was on the cruise. Gronk is seriously a cross entertainment athlete.
Oh, he can do it, any of it.
I mean, like, just anything. I mean, and here's the thing. You feel safe with Gronk. You feel like it's never going to cross the line.
Yeah, he knows he's on a kid's show. Like, he's not going to go anywhere. Yeah, there might be sometimes where you're like, holy cow, you know, what just happened? But it's going to be from a funny standpoint with kids.
Right.
Not where, you know, certain people that you put them on there, they're going to say something that you're kind of like, okay, you're around kids. Like, let's take it easy. Let's bring it back a little bit.
I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but whatever. This is just the way I see this. I see Rob Gronkowski as a safe party guy. I see Johnny Manziel as a dangerous party.
Oh, 100%.
Guy. Right. I mean, like, if I go to a party that Rob Gronkowski's at, I feel like, hey, we're all going to have a good time. We're probably going to get a little drunk. We're probably going to dance and have a good time. But in the end, everyone is going to walk away going, hey, this is awesome. I feel like with Manziel, someone's calling the cops.
Yes.
When it's all said, someone's going to get in a fight. Someone's going to call the cops. It's not going to end well. I feel like with the Gronk, I mean, everybody who got off that cruise said they all had a blast. Every one of them. No one had a problem with the Gronk cruise. And I don't think anybody's going to have a problem with the show.